بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين، محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. فما بعد، my brothers and sisters, this is the second part of my khutbah, the benefit of perspective, which connects with my khutbah last week. We talked about goals. To reach a goal, we must have a goal. Now that seems self-evident, but just see if you have a written down life goal. If you don't, then ask yourself what you are working and living for. Just to eat and drink and satisfy desires and die is what animals do. To live for a purpose is not what most humans do, but what all humans are supposed to do. The truth is that for most humans, there is little to distinguish them from other animals, from other mammals, other than that they are the only ones who wear pants and show their teeth when they are happy. So please, invest some time in yourself and write down a life goal that excites and energizes you. Something you believe is worth dedicating your life to. That is where the rest of your life will begin. Either live by default or live purposefully. The choice is yours. The result will be yours. So choose wisely. Because to live is not merely to draw breath. It's not merely to breathe. They say you only live once. That's not true. You live every day. So live deliberately and consciously. Live for a purpose. Live to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Live to leave a legacy of honor. For the second piece of the puzzle, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala defined parameters of success. In Surah Al Imran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, كُلُّ نَفْسٍ ذَائِقَةُ الْمَوْتِ وَإِنَّمَا تُوَفَّقْنَا أُجُورَكُمْ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ فَمَنْ زُحْزِحَ عَنِ النَّارِ وَأُدْخِلَ الْجَنَّةَ فَقَدْ فَازْ وَمَا الْحَيَاةُ الدُّنْيَا إِلَّا مَطَاءُ الْغُرُورِ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, which means every soul will taste death. If you are born, you will die. And you will only receive your full reward on the day of judgment. Whoever is spared from the fire and admitted into Jannah will indeed triumph. Whereas the life of this world is no more than the delusion of enjoyment. Now, nothing can be clearer than this. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned three things. One, that everyone, you, me, everyone who is living today will die and will be called to account and will be rewarded or punished based on their deeds. Number two, success, true success, final success, lasting success, real success means to be protected from punishment, from the fire, and be granted Jannah. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for this. And the third one is that the life of this world is deception. It is deceiving. What appears is not what it is. Let's begin with the first statement of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Every soul will taste death. Ask yourself, does it apply to me? When will it happen to me? Now, it sounds like a dumb question, but believe me, it is the most important question that you will ever answer. And once you answer it, your life ahead will become crystal clear. If I truly believe in the core of my being, not just intellectually, that I can die at any time and will have to answer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for that, for my life, then I will remember that at every decision point in my life and never do anything that I know displeases Allah. Let us remember that when we stand before Allah, it is not our tongues which will talk, but it is our bodies which will speak and bear witness for or against us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, Al-yawma nakhtimu ala afwahihim wa tukallimuna aydihim وَتَشْهَدُ أَرْجُلُهُمْ بِمَا كَانُوا يَكْسِبُونَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, on this day, we will seal their mouths. Their hands will speak to us, and their feet will testify to what they used to commit. So do this as an exercise in reflection. Look at your right hand and imagine it speaking to you. What is it saying? Then do the same thing with your left hand, and with your right foot, and your left foot, and with your eyes, and your ears, and your skin. If they are all saying good things, alhamdulillah. But if not, the time to change that is now, right now. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us istighfar and tawbah, repentance and returning to Him until the end, until our last day and last moment. But when that end comes, the door will be shut. Let us not wait until then, because we don't know when that is going to be. See the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He said about repentance and returning to Him, إِن تَجْتَنِبُوا كَبَائِرَ مَا تُنْهَوْنَ عَنْهُ نُكَفِّرْ عَنْكُمْ سَيِّئَاتِكُمْ وَنُدْخِلْكُمْ مُدْخَلًا كَرِيمًا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in Surah An-Nisa, if you avoid the major sins forbidden to you, we will absolve you, we will forgive you your lesser misdeeds and admit you into a place of honor, into Jannah. Avoid the major things, and the minor ones Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive even without asking. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said about those who commit sins and want to repent, قُلْ يَا عِبَادِيَ الَّذِينَ أَسْرَفُوا عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِهِمْ لَا تَقْنَتُوا مِنْ رَحْمَةِ اللَّهِ إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَغْفِرُ الذُّنُوبَ جَمِيعًا إِنَّهُ هُوَ الْغَفُورُ الرَّحِيمُ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, say, O Prophet, O Messenger, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, O my slaves who have transgressed against their souls, against themselves, do not lose hope in the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala certainly forgives all sins, and He is indeed all forgiving, most merciful. Just think about how we think about and we think of and how we treat those who disobey us. Do we call them close or do we distance ourselves from them? Yet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Ya ibadi, O my slaves. How can we thank the one Jalla Jalaluhu who calls those who transgress against Him my slaves? How can we thank the one who promised His forgiveness to the one who seeks it? What do you say to the one who still doesn't seek it? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said about those who make istighfar and tawbah, إِلَّا مَنْ تَابَ وَآمَنَ وَعَمِلَ عَمَلًا صَالِحًا فَأُولَٰئِكَ يُبَدِّلُ اللَّهُ سَيِّئَاتِهِمْ حَسَنَاتٍ وَكَانَ اللَّهُ غَفُورًا رَحِيمًا. Allah said, as for those who repent and who believe and do good deeds, they are the ones whose evil deeds Allah will change into good deeds. For Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is all forgiving, most merciful. Think of your number one goal. Is it Jannah? I sometimes do this exercise in my leadership courses when I teach goal setting. I ask people to list three goals in order of priority. Number one, number two, number three. SubhanAllah, I have never seen anyone write Jannah as a goal. So how can we expect to reach a place which is not even on our list? This must change. And right now, the sign that Jannah is a goal and it should be our number one goal is that from now on, every decision we take will be based on whether it brings us closer to Jannah. It's like driving. You take the roads and exits and turns that lead you to your goal, your destination, which you told Siri to navigate you to. Same principle. We can only reach the goal we aim towards. We can only reach the destination we are going to. So let us set our goal. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to navigate us to Jannah at least 17 times a day, because we say, Ihdinas Siratal Mustaqim. But then, do we follow that direction or some other? That direction is called Sunnah. We asked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for it. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave it to us. Let us not get deceived by anyone or anything and leave the Sunnah, because that is the only way to Jannah. We asked, Ihdina Sirat al-Mustaqim. Ma huwa Sirat al-Mustaqim? Sirat al-Ladina an'amta alayhim ghayri al-maghdubi alayhim wal ad-dallin. Ma huwa an'amta alayhim? An'am Allahu ala al-Nabiyyin wa Siddiqin wa Suhada wa Salihin. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, we have blessed the Nabiyyin, the Siddiqeen, the Shuhada, the Salihin, the martyrs and the good people. Among the Anbiya, who is the Imam al-Anbiya? Who is Sayyidul Mursaleen? Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah said about him, Yasin wal Qur'an al-Hakim, innaka laminal mursaleen ala sirati mustaqim. Allah took an oath. He called Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam by his name Yasin, and he took an oath by the Qur'an. Wal Qur'an al-Hakim. Verily and truly, innaka laminal mursaleen. Verily and truly, you are among the messengers, ala sirat al-mustaqim. And you are on the sirat al-mustaqim. Which sirat al-mustaqim? The one we asked for. When we said, ihdina sirat al-mustaqim. Not once or twice, 17 times a day in all the first salawat. And of course, Surah al-Fatiha is rukun. So any salah of any kind, sunnah, nawafil, tahajjud, you name it. The salah is not complete, the salah is not valid unless we recite Surah al-Fatiha. In Surah al-Fatiha, ihdina sirat al-mustaqim. Let us not lie to ourselves. We ask Allah for something, Allah gives it and we reject it. That is the reason why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala caused the sunnah to be preserved with such enormous, amazing integrity. We owe a debt of gratitude to all those who through the ages, starting from the Sahaba, Ridwanullahi alayhim ajma'in, preserved the minutest details of the life and the ways and the teachings and the likes and the dislikes of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam for the benefit of all those who love him to learn and follow. This gave rise to a body of knowledge, ilmu rijal, that has no parallel. There is no history that has been preserved with such rigor and passion. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enable us to benefit from the treasure of the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which he blessed us with. That's the reason why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala declared that he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and his life are the best examples to follow in all aspects of life. Allah said, لَقَدْ كَانَ لَكُمْ فِي رَسُولِ اللَّهِ أُسْوَةٌ حَسَنَةٌ لِمَنْ كَانَ يَرْجُ اللَّهَ وَالْيَوْمَ الْآخِرَةِ وَذَكَرَ اللَّهَ كَثِيرًا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, indeed and surely in the Messenger of Allah, in his life, you have an excellent example for whoever has hope in Allah, in the meeting with Allah and the last day, and remembers Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala a great deal. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala told us to follow the way of his Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in every aspect of our lives. And he said that this is for those who look forward to meeting Allah. For those who do it out of the love for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And he said for those who emulate and imitate and follow his Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah said, قُلْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهَ فَاتَّبِعُونِي يُحْبِبْكُمُ اللَّهُ وَيَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ ذُنُوبَكُمْ وَاللَّهُ غَفُورٌ رَّحِيمٌ. Allah said, say, O Prophet, say, O Nabi, say, O Rasul, Ya Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, say to them, say to those who claim to love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if you sincerely love Allah, then emulate me, imitate me, follow me, and Allah will love you and forgive your sins. For Allah is all-forgiving and most merciful. Emulation is the sincerest form of praise and proof and evidence of love. The reward of emulating Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is the love of Allah, that Allah will love you. Stay with that and feel it and ask, seriously ask yourself, is it worth it? If it's worth it, to get it is very simple. Just follow Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This beautiful hadith narrated by Anas bin Malik radiallahu anhu, a man asked Rasulullah about the hour, that is the day of judgment, saying, when will the hour be? Rasulullah said, What have you prepared for it? The man said, nothing, except that I love Allah and I love His Messenger, Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, you will be with those you love. And Anas bin Malik says, we had never been so glad as we were on hearing that. Therefore, I love the Prophet Muhammad Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and Abu Bakr, and I hope that I will be with them because of my love for them, though my deeds are not like theirs. Lastly, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala warned us that the life of this world is deception. It is deceiving. So we must question everything we see or experience and understand its reality. That is why we have the dua asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to show us the reality behind things. Allahumma arina al-haqqa haqqan warzuqna ittiba'a wa arina al-batila batilan warzuqna ijtinaba. O Allah, show us the truth as true and inspire us to follow it, and show us falsehood as falsehood and inspire us to abstain and stay away from it. Today we live in a world that excels in deception, with AI leading the way and opening new doors to deception, blurring the lines between the real world and virtual reality. The thing to remember and remind ourselves always is that no matter how real virtual reality may appear, it is not real. This doesn't apply only to AI, it applies to life itself. We are sold the vision of success, the American dream or some version of it, and we are asked to believe that if we can achieve that, we will be home and dry. Social media influencers tell us what to eat, how to dress, how to behave, what to like, what to dislike, and like obedient little sheep, we comply. We don't stop to ask whether those who are apparently living this dream are themselves happy or not. To know that, to find that out is very easy. Just search for celebrity suicides and you will know. In the last 5 years, 150 celebrities committed suicide. 150 in the last 5 years. Right? On the face of it, every one of them had achieved their dream. Yet, they committed suicide, which is the final act of despair in a life which the person considers an abject failure. That is why suicide is haram in Islam, because to despair in the mercy of Allah is kufr. To understand why the deception of this life is so easy to get into and tough to get out of, imagine that you are sitting in an IMAX theater watching a 3D movie wearing 3D glasses with surround sound. I have done that and I am talking from my experience. Do it and see for yourself. You get totally engrossed in the movie because it is so real. At that time, if anyone monitored your vital signs, they would register a high state of excitement. Your emotions would be hooked to the plot of the movie and you would be laughing or weeping depending on what was happening on the screen. At that time, if somebody called out to you and said, wake up, all of this is unreal, they are all actors, nothing you are seeing or feeling is true, it's all false, it's a big lie, wake up, the real world is out there, what would you do? What would you say or do? That is our situation. And that is the reason people fight the Anbiya, who remind them about the Akhir. This life is sweet and tempting and has hooks called fear and hunger and greed and desire. Taqwa is to walk along the narrow path of life with your clothes gathered close to you so that you don't get hooked. And istighfar is to unhook yourself if you get hooked. The destination depends on the focus. Islam came to change that focus from the dunya to the akhir and to guide us to the truth that in the end we will pay for whatever we did or chose not to do. I remind myself and you that when we meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we will not be asked what happened. We will be asked, what did you do? It is for that day that we must prepare ourselves, and that day must be our focus. أقول قولي هذا استغفر الله لي ولكم وللسائر المسلمين فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم.